Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos. And this, we didn't say before, is the Christina Loos Show. My God, we spent 15 minutes blabbing or babbling or whatever the expression is. And it is the Christina Loos Show. However, before we go into stuff around the town, Otto had a question, but I do want to address that, because I have my issue with that, and I'll explain what it is. So go ahead, Otto.
Okay, well, the question is, let's use me as an example. You have five children, seven of them have children, and all of a sudden your child passes away. Now they have, you have a daughter-in-law, let's say, or a son-in-law who now has the children that are your grandchildren, all right?
Right.
Do you have it? Normally, as I understand it, it would go to your immediate child's issue as opposed to the parent who's remaining of that child. What's your thinking on that? Like, you know, it's complicated.
No, I don't think it's complicated at all. I agree with what you said. I would have a trust set up so the money goes to your issue, your daughter or son's children. And the reason I say that, and I have stories, you turn around instead very simply and make it your daughter-in-law you gave it to, okay? You gave it to your daughter-in-law, and that's nice. You gave her $100,000 that she has that you're going to assume she's going to pass on someday to your grandchildren. But in the interim, and she has every intention of doing that, she's a good woman, she's very good with the family. A year or two goes by and she meets John Doe. They fall in love. You think John Doe's a great guy too. They get married. Now your daughter-in-law dies. These kids mean nothing to John Doe. He hooks up with some floozy. The money's gone. and that's the end of it. Your grandkids have nothing. That's life.
Now, when you
and
said,
so your job, my job is to make sure that what you want the end result to be happens. So you would want your money, as I would, to go to my grandkids.
Okay. Now you said about the trust, all right?
Right.
Would that trust be, you would have to set that up, or could you just put in your will that I want it to go into a trust for your grandchildren?
You're one of your children dies.
Right.
Then upon your death, it would be going to your other children, and then you would have a trust set up that the residual would go into that trust for the children who don't have a direct descendant.
Yeah, but you wouldn't set that trust up in advance. You would say—
No, there's no reason to, because—
Yeah, you would say it would go into—
Two grandkids could be hit in a car 10 years from now. You're still around.
Right.
They're not even around. And then I always believe in picking one of your children to be the trustee. You know, so you take one of your natural children, not an in-law.
Right.
To be the trustee, one of your daughters or your sons, and say, listen, you know, my other two grandchildren, your nieces and nephews, I would like you to be the trustee. And I want them to have the money. I want them to live like your kids would live.
Right.
So if you buy your kids cars with the money, then they should be entitled to a car. If you were going to pay for college, then I want you to pay for college for them. You know, how you would treat your kid, I want you to treat theirs. And what happens there, and then we're going to go to Christina Loos Show. What happens there is I believe every parent knows their children. And if you have five, six, they're all good. I have three daughters. I love them all. They're all wonderful. Each one is different.
But in the will, in the will, you would already name a possible trustee.
Not a possible, the specific one.
Yes, I mean saying, in other words, you, in the will, your will, you don't set up a trust, but you say that there will be a trust with the trustee being so-and-so.
Right. Right. It's not going to be active because it's an unfunded entity.
I mean, hopefully it never gets used.
Doesn't have to get used. Exactly. I mean, never get used.
Right.
But if it does, you've set up that your son, John, is going to be the trustee because he has to agree.
Right.
Okay. Now, John could die, God forbid, before you. So therefore, you even have to have a successor trustee. But you're going to be, you know, if you're still around and your other son dies, or your daughter dies, God forbid, you'll turn around and say, Susie just passed away, so Christine, would you do it? You know, I mean, so it's a fluid thing until it finally becomes official, so to speak. And it becomes official, unfortunately, at your death. Right. But I'm a believer because I've come across too many stories. My client, the most important thing is what your wish is, Otto, not one of your in-laws. Because I don't trust the in-law. Wonderful in-laws. I'm not going to, you know, I'm not knocking any of them. But you have, you know, I hear stories and I've gone through a few where it's like, oh, you got to be kidding me. This is one good story. And then we're going to move on. A couple got married. Husband, the wife died. Wound up with a girlfriend. They didn't get married, but everything went into the girlfriend's name, you know, because he was going to be with her for the rest of his life. He wound up getting dementia. One Saturday, and this is my wife's cousin or something like this, but this happened years ago. One Saturday morning, the woman who was younger rings the man's daughter's bell, has two suitcases. Because he has dementia, she said, I didn't sign up for this, and gave him back. But the house was in her name. It's over. See, that's a true story. I'm not making it up.
No, yeah.
And it was in New Jersey. Therefore, money talks. If the money wasn't in her name, she would have stayed there and taken care of him because she would have gotten it when he died. But because she got it before he died, there's no real love. Come on. I mean, I shouldn't say, you know, people can get together and there's real love, but sometimes you got to be careful. And when it comes to money, you know, I know, Otto, you have a tremendous, tremendous story of two families coming together, you know, the modern day Brady Bunch. And, you know, it's 40 years later. It's tremendous. And with all the kids involved, you weren't getting together for money. That's for sure. but later on in life, you know, there are some places where, you know, a man and a wife, a man and a woman, just especially a younger woman is looking for somebody to take care of them. Yeah. North Shore Towers, you know.
See, in our case, my wife, Bunny and I's case, we were young enough that, you know, the kids were all under 10 and we were young enough that it's a little different scenario than if it would have happened when you're 55 or whatever, and your kids are now 20 years old or 18 years
right.
old. You know, it's a different game altogether. You know, we melded all of our finances and our assets, which when people get married under different conditions, they may not be doing. They may keep their assets independent, and that leads to other complications.
I agree.
You know, and so the bottom line to all of this is you got to really think things through. Prepare, and we keep preaching it on this show, and Project Independence preaches it over and over again. You know, plan, prepare, take care of your assets, because right. nobody else is going to do it. If you don't do it, you're to blame for it not happening.
Right. No, and like the point of, because you know, I've mentioned this before on the radio show, because we would always get into this when my grandpa was still alive. Because he never wanted to talk about his finances, right? So it was always like a big thing, and he was like, it was crazy. So, you know, me and my mom would always try and broach the topic, you know, especially because, and I'd be there trying to help him like organize things, but everything he was like, God forbid, like, I was like, any of this makes any sense to me, whatever I'm saying. Like, I'm just trying to like get out of here and like put this, you know, but we would talk to him anytime we would broach the topic to him, you know, and then finally he, you know, was starting to think about it, because my mom had said to him, she was like, Dad, like, don't you want to make the decision of what happens? So by you choosing, that's a choice to not do anything. It could just be all, everything you've worked really, really hard for. It's you have no say in what happens to anything. Like, so I get you're not here, because, you know, he kept like thinking like, well, you know, sorry, everyone, you know, if I'm not here, you know, figure it out, whatever. But then she, when she said that, because my mom was like, she, you know, had made a, when my grandfather was still alive, my mom had made her will, you know, and was trying to tell him, she's like, look, I'm like making my will because I want to make sure that what I want, you know, for my children is in order, you know? So that's what I really always try to stress to people is that, you know, by not making a decision, you are making a decision to be just like, whatever happens, happens, you know? So it's really important. And as we said, like, where Project Independence is constantly trying to do presentations on this because it really is so complicated. And it really depends on, you know, your family circumstance. It's not like a blanket statement we can make with anything because there's so many different dynamics. I mean, we could all speak of, you know, what happened. So the bottom line is prepare and think about it and, you know, let what happened is supposed to happen that you
well,
want.
The town's circle of support document is a one portion of it. And that's a good part. It really is. Yet the other stuff that we've preached on here many times is critical. You know, you may take the attitude, well, that's your problem. When I'm gone, I'm not going to worry about it. You know, yeah. Well, if that's how you want to leave your legacy with your family in disarray and maybe fighting and not talking to each other. Mm-hmm. And if that's how you'd like to leave it, go for it, you know?
Right, exactly, exactly.
You know, but Chris, but it's definitely I say it all the time. I say no choice is a choice, Peter and I. Choice is a choice. And I also say, if you could come back a couple of months after you die and look at the slop mess you left, I don't think you'd be happy that your kids aren't talking, if something else, and because you wanted somebody to get your fancy ring. But now I got to the house first and I got the ring out of the drawer. But you didn't want
it's crazy.
The ring.
Like,
you wanted Susie to have the ring. Well, she's not getting it from me because it wasn't written. Right. And I said, no, mommy said I should have it. Nobody can deny it. So it's my word against yours. Why do this? And now nobody talks anymore. But you create, I don't mean you created it. The person who has the control.
Yeah, you're sorry.
You know, use it and say, listen, I don't want this to happen. When I'm gone, I want peace, you know, and I want peace for my wife or my husband, whoever it happens to be, that they have the opportunity to grieve and not worry about how they're going to pay the bills for the next couple of months. And maybe they feel like put out of their house or something. And you got to be honest. If you don't have a lot of money, your spouse should know it. Guess what? We're just getting by. Don't keep putting stuff on a credit card and not letting them know it. That doesn't help anybody either.
Well, I really like what you said about, you know, if 2 months after you're gone, you could come back and see what a mess you left. A lot of people would be concerned. And then there is always that little nucleus that, okay, you know, so, you know, well, those people you're never going to reach and it doesn't matter.
I agree with Otto.
You know, you can't reach everybody. It's impossible, as we know from the world around us.
Right. Never going to be reached, and they're not our issue then, so to speak. We're taking another break here. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.